excellent analytical and observation skills, a strong grasp on grammar and proactive writing, language and powerful writing. So if we realize when we talk of job descriptions, it means you have to be all in one. You have to be an excellent orator. If you're an excellent orator, written communication definitely can be appropriate. It also means ability to increase sales through your effective communication. It also means your ability to ideally be effective as individuals to deal with the target audience. And it also means that you're able to achieve all the set goals. Good leadership qualities with excellent eye for detail in order to spot mistakes in written drafts. See, this only can happen if you're effective in communication. Then written communication can be excellent too. Must be alert and quick to grasp the requirements of the piece to be written. That means whatever needs to be written. Effective in writing. Good computer knowledge in word processing. You're writing on a Word document, so you have to know what is important. Like, in a sense, are you aware how alignment can be done? Are you aware of left, center, justify, those aspects, so that everything looks orderly in the Word document? So for example, job description. Prepare a detailed job description for appointment of a cashier required for your new branch in the bank, which is opening in the suburb of Mumbai. Duties and responsibilities, right? So they'll say wanted a cashier, right? Then probably when you talk of duties and responsibilities, what exactly is expected out of you? So it could be something as simple in terms of your work assigned to you. It could be as simple as the timings which we discuss. It could be as simple as what is really expected out of you. Then you talk of degrees, courses, certification. What have you achieved so far in terms of academics? Are you academically inclined? Only then you can apply for this designation. And then your skills and specification. What are the skills you have? If you want to apply for the designation or post of a cashier, what skills do you have to prove that you can be effective to be hired? That is why when a person goes for an interview, generally, or a common question is, why should we hire you? So that you can discuss your skills and you can specify. That means skills and specifications, which make the person feel, the person who is taking your interview, that you are appropriate to be hired here. Channels for recruitment. When you talk of recruitment, what is the focus on? Recruitment ideally means you're hiring people. When you talk of recruitment, what should be the focus on? Now, first and foremost, we need to understand one aspect, that when we spoke of job description, it was the title, job designation, all right? What is expected in terms of work. Now, when I talk of recruitment, it means successful companies firstly need good employees. These employees can be hired from outside or from within. So we now discuss internal. Now, why does recruitment ideally happen? First and foremost, we need to understand two aspects. That when I spoke of job specification and job description, for job description too, when we discussed, we needed to focus on the company, the designation, as I said, whom will you report to, as we said, the kind of work which you're going to do. For example, another aspect is that, are you going to be working the full-time, part-time? What are the benefits you get in terms of package, in terms of compensation, if at all any? What is the focus on when you talk of you being an intern? Are you on probation for a period of probation? So we need to look into those aspects when we talk of description. Now, when we talk of recruitment, recruitment is more of hiring. Now, that can be internal within, that means you climb the corporate ladder, or it can be through a headhunter, where an executive agency will look for people who are effective and then ideally send them across to you so that they help you choose the correct candidate. Internal recruitment is a process of recruiting people internally within the organization. Candidates must be selected from four different sources. they are present permanent employees based on programs of career development. That means you have a set of people who are working for you. They are there. So do you ideally feel that this person has worked with us for 10 years in department A, we can now definitely get him to department B and give him a promotion there because he has the skills and the ability to be effective in this department too. Present temporary or casual employees, say someone who's on probation, retired employees who you feel will make a difference if they're hired at this juncture and they've been here with us for a long time, and dependents of deceased, disabled, someone has passed away, and ideally if his wife applies for a job or if his daughter applies for a job. So disabled, retired and present employees. So you have people from one of these four departments: present permanent employees, present temporary, retired and deceased, disabled. That means we also talk of people who are maybe retired or the present employees. Channels for recruitment: internal recruitment. The vacancy with or without job description can be posted through intranet. Intranet is a form of communication within the organization. That means accessing through a server, but the server is connected to the people within the organization. It is different from internet. Staff notice board, it could probably be put up on the notice board. In-house magazine, which is for the people who are working there. Newsletters or internal notices. Various ways to reach out to the people within your organization. Methods of internal recruitment. Personnel recommendation. Personal recommendation, often referred to as word of mouth, is another popular method to recruit candidates internally. A reference through your supervisor, a reference through your manager. Maybe the manager knows him very well and has put it across to the CEO of the company. So reference, word of mouth, makes a big difference. At companies large and small, the hunt for top talent never ends. Lately, amid efforts to cut costs and increase the odds of employees being successful in their positions, many businesses are finding talent in a place that may have been overlooked in the past, within the company itself. See, it is a fact that very often the talent is right there, but it's been overlooked. Various reasons. You probably overlook it because you feel that you can get better people from elsewhere. You probably overlook it because you feel that you've not focused much on how ideally they will be in, say, another department or given another opportunity. So ideally, various reasons for being overlooked. But now a lot of companies do follow this, that they feel since the person has been working with them since a long time, it'll be easier to hire him or her in the other department. Internal recruitment. In the past, external hiring in many ways was preferred. It was a preferred norm. That means more or less like a rule. It was preferred. Rather than hire from within, companies seem to prefer the idea of stealing talent away from the competition, thereby bringing in new perspectives and bit of intelligence among other benefits. There are pros and cons to this. If I hire from within my organization, it means I'm giving the person a chance ideally to have more opportunities and growth in his career or her career. If I hire from outside, it means that ideally somewhere I feel nobody within my organization is appropriate enough for this designation, thereby demotivating the employees of my company. If external hiring takes place very often, then of course a lot to do with the designation, with the kind of work, with the expectations of hiring a new person or a person from within a separate department, from that department, a separate department, but within the organization. Major companies had sizable advertising and recruitment budgets. Yes, when you recruit, you have a budget, right? And assume that a larger applicant pool would result in better hires. What is more, one research shows that between 40 to 60% of the external hires are not successful compared to only 25% for internal hires. See, what happens is when we hire a person from our organization in another department, it'll definitely make a difference because that person will have the ability and the skill to prove himself, and he will do so because he's got an opportunity knowing that this is growth for him in terms of career. Now, I'm not saying that if a person is hired from another organization will not do the same, but maybe to an extent we can assume that your loyalties towards a company, your faith that okay, they've given me an opportunity, they have the faith in me and your faith in them, that kind of trust, that kind of rapport will make a difference in terms of your progress. Companies arrange leadership development programs, build efficient employee pool from where recruits can be hired, right? So a lot of programs, you want, you know, a pool of people to be hired. So that's why they're saying arrange leadership development programs. Why does this happen? You want to build employee, an efficient employee team. Let's put it in that manner. And thus they can be hired. Internal recruitment. There are four reasons why companies are concentrating on internal recruitment. First, it is cheaper. They save money on recruiting fees, training, the opportunity cost of not having the position filled, advertising, referral bonuses at some companies, travel and relocation costs. See, when we need to understand that, when I'm going to hire an individual from another organization, a lot is ideally focused in terms of spending, right? Because I'm going to give training to that individual. Now, you will say, okay, if we've hired person A from this department, we also need to give training to him. No, not necessary. Maybe the person knows the functioning of the organization. The person has a knack and skill and way of functioning. So it can ideally get easier for him or her. And of course, you're saying out here, you save money on recruiting fees. First and foremost, I'm not having to spend money by putting in literally an advertisement in the newspaper. Because if I want to hire the best, an effective way would be also via newspaper. So I'm not really spending out there. I'm also not focusing really on any form of advertisement, paid or not paid. But I'm not really focusing on that. It's just that I see people within my organization who can ideally be far more effective, who can ideally be far more, you know, appropriate for that designation. So that would make a difference. And then you talk ideally of internal recruitment, right? So the focus out here is that you don't have to relocate, right? When I say you don't have to relocate, that means if, for example, a person has ideally come from elsewhere, say not from Bombay, and that person would also look for company accommodation. So you're aware that I'm hiring somebody who's already based out here, is working in my organization, so it'll make a difference in terms of cost. So the focus here is cost cutting. It is quicker. When we talk of internal recruitment, it is quicker. The entire process for reviewing job description to advertising to potentially paying a recruiter to interviewing several candidates to completing an actual hire takes months for external hires. I have ideally an external executive agency who's helping us with interviews, who's helping us get the best in terms of the people whom we want to hire. So there we ideally do spend. There we talk of funds. Now here again, if I just focus on who is there within my organization, who ideally has that knack and skill to contribute in my organization, then it can get easier for me to ideally hire that person without spending. For an internal hire, the process can be over and done with in a few weeks. Internal hires are already in the human resource databases. Very important. That is why it goes faster as a procedure in terms of hiring. They usually have the backing of managers, The performance reviews are already accounted for. Managers should have a good sense of strength of the candidate within the corporate environment. What is his positive point or her positive points? What are her positive points? Is she dynamic? Is she able to cope with work pressures? Will she be able to handle her working in another department in which she's never worked? Well, yes, if we analyze, evaluate, and see those kind of skills and abilities from an individual, and if we figure out it is possible, then why not? Managers should have a good sense of strength of the candidate within the corporate environment. External hires, on the other hand, can be a risk because of the many unknowns. If nothing, it is difficult to tell how well or how poorly they will fit into the corporate culture. Because for certain reasons, till the person doesn't start working, we will not know of his strengths and weaknesses. Internal recruitment. Why does it work out better? It is easier for employees to succeed at a new job in the same company, because they already have connections and knowledge about how the work gets done. See, it's also about having a conducive environment. The sooner you adjust to an environment, the more conducive it can get for you. So when you talk of internal recruitment, somewhere they're aware that it's the ability to be able to adjust in any department at the earliest. It does not lead to more of a problem. In fact, it can go smooth and fast. A study conducted by the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School found that while external hires were paid 18% more than internal hires, the outsiders brought in had worse performance reviews during the first 2 years on the job. That is, I guess, most of the times, not always, but I guess it's understood. Why is it understood? Because when you talk of this kind of a situation, we need to figure out that the person ideally has never worked here before. The person may be absolutely skilled and effective in his work or her work, but has never ideally come here before or worked here before. So then ideally, it takes some time to adjust and adapt to that workplace. And then finally, move on in terms of progress and success, which is why it takes a longer time. Of course, they paid 18% more. I'm not surprised, because when you're within the organization, the package will differ as compared to someone who's come from an other organization. We found that internal candidates get to peak performance faster than do externals. The study noted they need less infrastructure and support to be successful because they have adapted. The moment you've adapted, things can get easier for you. Internal recruitment. It is definitely good for the employee morale. It makes a difference because somewhere you feel that your skills and abilities are looked into. It makes a difference because somewhere you feel that they have faith in the people working there. It also motivates you to work better because you will always feel that when an opportunity can come up. So if you're aware of this, that okay, I'd better work efficiently, an opportunity may come up anytime. So then ideally that will make a difference. Employees are frustrated when a new role is taken by someone from the outside. Yes, it can be demotivating, it can reduce the morale, and also it can ideally be extremely responsible for bringing about changes whereby the subordinates may not really feel motivated to work as efficiently or effectively as they would. Now, why is a new person hired? Let's take this situation, internal recruitment and external. Why would you hire a new person? One aspect can be, they say that you want to increase the level of competencies in your organization. So you feel that, you know what, this time we need to hire someone from another organization. We need to let the people here know that ideally they have to realize that if they don't perform up to the mark, we are going to start looking elsewhere. That could be one aspect. Another aspect is, if it's internal, there will be succession of promotions. That is another aspect, if it's internal. Another aspect, if it's internal, past performance can be looked into. Whereas if it's external, of course, going by the previous records, you can look into the ability of an individual. But it is extremely clear if the person has worked within your organization. So we need to understand internal recruitment is more like a reward for the people working there. And thus, it is good for employee morale. If they feel as if they can't move up in their own company, they're far more likely to move on. Promoting internally encourages employees and shows them that they have a future at the company. Yes, you get that sense of belongingness, that sense of security. And therefore, serving as a retention tool. And that is what may hold you. We know of people who work for 10 years, 14 years in the same organization. But yes, they have seen progress. They have seen probably, it's like an assurance tool that, okay, I am getting this kind of assurance by getting more and more promotion. Now, a company can interview internal applicants. How? With ideally the assistant of the human resource manager. Now, if that is the case, then ideally, recruitment as a process goes faster. Now, we discuss external recruitment. When we talk of external recruitment, what is the focus going to be on? External recruitment, ideally, is a very important aspect because here it is focusing on another aspect, that means not hiring the person from within. When we talk of external recruitment, what is the focus on? It is the assessment of an available pool of job candidates other than an existing staff to see if there are any sufficiently skilled or qualified to fill and perform existing job vacancies. So first and foremost, do they fit into it? Now, sometimes they can be a person can be hired, but they realize a person is a misfit. So a lot to do with the person you hire in terms of your judgment. When you hire an individual, you feel the individual will give the best. But you may realize after hiring that the individual is not so capable, right? Now, it is a process of searching outside of the current employee pool to fill open positions in an organization. What are the recruitment methods? External recruitment methods are different ways in which a potential employee or potential employees are attracted to an organization. Various ways in which an organization can recruit individuals externally, right? You could have a job advertisement, job search website, people upload their profiles on monster.com. Naukri.com. So various ways whereby you ideally upload your profile. Some companies employ a temporary agency who will help you and guide you to fill that vacant position and thus helping you to select the correct individual for the correct designation. External recruitment. They can communicate their employment opportunities through media such as newspapers, radio, television. Radio, television, newspapers, this is traditional media. When we talk of traditional media, it is there since aeon years. Radio as a means of communication is there from the time of World War. So we need to understand reaching out to a large number of people, reaching out to a heterogeneous population, people with varied mindset, ideas and skills. Internet, of course, today we even have advertisements on Facebook. Career or college job fairs. Job fairs, of course, ideally can make a difference because in these kind of fairs, probably your details are put forward. And outside employment agencies. That means how can you be hired through all of these? When a business engages in external recruitment, now channels of recruitment, external recruitment is a way of hiring. That means I'm hiring you maybe through an ad in the newspaper, maybe through a job fair where you filled in your details. When business engages in external recruitment, a headhunter might be used to facilitate the search, contact and recruitment process. I just told you sometime back what a headhunter is. That means an executive hiring agency who will see or look for the candidates who fit in apt. Apt is APT. That means perfect for the designation in your organization. Giving you exactly what you expect in terms of the people whom you want to hire. The recruiting method an organization chooses can be based on how much money it has to spend on the recruiting process. Yes, do you want to give an exceptional advertisement in the newspaper? So how do you want to reach out to people? How many applicants is it trying to reach out to? So sometimes you see, right, that wanted a human resource manager, that's A, then B is accounting manager, C is supervisor in the field of so-and-so. So ideally, whom are you looking for? How many designations, number of people that means, and how much exposure it wants this position to have. External recruitment, larger pool of applicants, of course. It opens the organization up to a larger pool of applicants, which increases its chance to find the right person for the job. Fresh outlook. External recruitment provides an opportunity for a fresh outlook on the industry that a company may need to stay competitive. Yes, you just feel we now have to look for someone highly effective. We now need to look for somebody who will be probably extremely competitive and who will see to it that our organization reaches the hilt. So having or hiring that kind of person who is far too dynamic, far too effective as far as work is concerned. Chance to target the key players that make its competition strategy successful. Hiring a candidate with a proven track record for the competition allows the company to get an insider's view as to what the competition is doing to be successful. Now, hiring a candidate with a proven track record, that means here you are definitely at a benefit. You means the organization. Because when you're hiring someone with a proven track record, there will definitely be a lot of expectation out of the person. Why would you want to hire somebody with a proven track record? That too from another organization. Because you're aware that the goals will be achieved if we hire this individual. The organization can stay a step ahead of the competition. Any questions here? Now, also when you hire someone with a proven track record, people within the organization may be for or against. The ones who want to see success and growth and promotion there may be against. The ones who ideally want to see the organization as an organization achieving success will have a different thought process. So ideally, where or at what level do you see your organization doing well? Are you only concerned about your growth and not the organization's growth? Or are you also concerned about the organization's growth too? External recruitment, we continue with it. Hiring an external candidate also opens up many opportunities to find experienced and highly qualified and skilled candidates who will help a company meet its diversity requirements. But the potential disadvantages of hiring an external candidate. It can take longer and cost more than hiring from within the organization. We're aware, it's a tedious process. You have to first let one and all know. Maybe word of mouth, depending on who are you actually, you know, letting it go through. So ideally, it can be quite expensive. It can take a longer time, especially when you're looking for dynamic people at a higher level. It can be time consuming too. It can damage employee morale. Definitely it does. Because current employees may feel this lessens their chances for promotion. It reduces employee morale, definitely. When employee morale decreases, productivity can also decrease. Thus, output has to and will get affected. External recruitment takes more time to train an external candidate on the systems than the organization uses. Therefore, taking the candidate a little longer to get up and running. By the time, see, it functions in a different way. even if you've hired a very dynamic person, by the time the person is adapting himself to the way of functioning, it will go slow. That means if you have person A who's hired from another organization, by the time he reaches a certain level, if the same kind of work is given to someone from within the organization, that person will reach a certain level faster. It can be difficult to tell by a candidate's information whether or not he or she will fit with the company and its employees. While a new employee may bring a fresh outlook and ideas, this can be considered a disadvantage because these ideas may produce conflict with the current employees. So, definitely, the current employees may start feeling the loss of belongingness to the organization, may start getting demotivated, may not feel comfortable with this kind of a situation. So, lot of aspects which need to be looked into. The unit manager and human resource manager have to weigh the advantages and disadvantages of both these channels of recruitment and arrive at a joint decision. The type of job for a junior position, internal sourcing is preferable. Criticality of the job for critical jobs, external sourcing, if possible, or is preferable. Yes, the kind of work is what makes a person or human resource manager also decide that hiring should be done internally or from another organization. How quick the position needs to be filled, is it immediate? Then we go in for internal recruitment, definitely. Are the factors that assume importance in such decision?